Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the September 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin with RF Current, news from the world of communications by Ken Reitz, KS4ZR. Two images on this page show first the logo of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The text in the logo reads CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The other image shows a map of West Virginia. On the map are the locations of radio stations and their approximate coverage areas. The caption reads West Virginia Public Broadcasting Radio Coverage in the Mountain State. Back to the text. Public broadcasting responds to congressional clawback of funds previously approved. In mid-July, both houses of Congress voted to rescind previously approved funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB, which was founded by an act of Congress in 1967 to provide funding to more than 1,500 locally managed and operated public television and radio stations nationwide. CPB informed its employees that most staff positions would end on September 30th, with the rest of the transitional staff positions ending at the end of January 2026. CPB President and CEO Patricia Harrison, in a statement released August 1st, said, "Public media has been one of the most trusted institutions in American life, providing educational opportunity, emergency alerts, civil discourse, and cultural connection to every corner of the country. We are deeply grateful to our partners across the system for their resilience, leadership, and unwavering dedication to serving the American people." In the aftermath of the decision, the mood among the various state public broadcasters has not been resigned and defeated, but dedicated. Here's a glance at just a few predominantly rural states and their response to the defunding of CPB. Arizona PBS. A service of Arizona State University, Arizona PBS has a banner on its website with a link to a secure donation page. "Defunded, but not defeated. Your support is essential. Help keep Arizona PBS strong." Georgia Public Broadcasting, GPB. From the GPB. "While GPB is funded largely through the support of our individual donors and received level state funding from the Georgia General Assembly for educational initiatives and the maintenance of our infrastructure this year, federal support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB, was budgeted at $4.2 million in GPB's budget this year, 10%. Since its inception 65 years ago, GPB has belonged to Georgians who have relied on it to bring them high-quality educational programming, unbiased local news, homegrown sports and entertainment, as well as emergency public safety messages. We are not about to stop now." Kentucky Educational Television, KET. "Used by more than 2 million people each week. Used in every Kentucky school district. 15 statewide transmission towers. And Kentucky's only statewide broadcasting network. Federal funding from CPB grants amounts to less than $1 per Kentuckian per year." In a statement, Shay Hopkins, KET Executive Director and CEO, said, "The annual CPB funding of $4.2 million supported the majority of KET's productions and 25% of KET's total workforce. KET has begun the difficult process of determining what must be reduced, suspended, or ended. due to the significant loss of CPB funding. While extremely disappointed, we are heartened by the outpouring of support from across the Commonwealth. And although we know there are changes to come, KET remains steadfastly committed to the people of Kentucky and providing trusted educational programs and services. Louisiana Public Broadcasting, LPB. In a statement released July 18th, LPB noted, "For Louisiana Public Broadcasting, that means a loss of $2.4 million in annual support, funding that helps us deliver trusted children's programs, maintain vital emergency communications infrastructure, and create and share stories and documentaries that define our state. While this is a serious setback, it is not insurmountable. No matter the challenge, LPB will continue to serve Louisiana, because this is our home, and our mission is to serve it. Unusual among U.S. states, part of its mission is to preserve its French heritage." Its website notes, "LPB continues efforts to not just preserve Louisiana's French language heritage, but to actively promote it. LPB has provided hundreds of hours of French language programs, including animated children's programming, French language news magazine show La Veillée, educational French programming produced in partnership with CODOFIL, Louisiana Council for the Development of French in Louisiana, and Cinéma Français, featuring classic French films. LPB is also unusual because it funds not only a statewide network of TV stations, but three satellite channels, LPB, LPB3, LPB Kids, on FTA KU band satellite, SES2 at 87 degrees west. Montana Public Radio, MTPR. In the coming weeks, we will begin implementing our plans to address this funding shortfall and encourage Montanans to stay engaged and informed about how you can help keep MTPR strong. MTPR has served Montanans for six decades. Our commitment to providing all Montanans with trusted local content and experiences, opportunities for lifelong learning, and deep community connections is unwavering. We will continue to stand with and report to the people of Montana, ensuring that everyone is seen, heard, valued, and informed. Onward, as we continue the work only public media can do. Three images on this page show, first, a map of Louisiana with the locations of radio stations indicated. The caption reads, "Louisiana Public TV offers English and French programming." The second image is an image of the map of Georgia with radio stations indicated on the map and their coverage areas. Another image shows the map of Georgia with TV stations indicated on the map and their coverage areas. The caption reads, "Georgia Public Broadcasting, celebrating 60 years with full radio and TV coverage across the largest state east of the Mississippi." Back to the text. Nashville Public Television, NPT. According to an article in the Nashville Tennessean, the volunteer state has stepped up once again. Nashville Public Radio announced on July 24th that the station raised more than $400,000 through local donations over a three-day donation drive. Following a congressional vote that rescinded federal funding for the National Public Media Entity, Nashville Public Radio has two stations, WNXP, the Nashville Public Radio's music station, and WPLN, Nashville Public Radio's news station. From WDCN to NPT to Nashville PBS, we've grown with you, taught your kids, told your stories, and stayed true to our mission. Federal funding may be gone, but we're not going anywhere. We're still here for you, today, tomorrow, and for years to come. Nashville Public Television. PBS Utah. PBS Utah signed on the air under the call letters KUED on January 9, 1958. Licensed to the University of Utah, and provides 4 digital TV channels. While the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB, has announced that they will be shutting down due to the recent elimination of federal funding for public media, PBS Utah, KUER, and Avanza wish to assure our viewers and listeners that we are still here for them. We will continue to bring you the news and information, entertainment, and educational programming that Utah families rely on. To help us stay strong in our mission, please donate. West Virginia Public Broadcasting, WVPB. Stable funding from the CPB and other sources have made it possible for WVPB to establish a strong statewide system. It also makes it possible to maintain radio and television transmitters, to serve a mountainous state with essential services that provide the public with local, national, and world news, as well as daily weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings. WVPB said it would immediately seek to raise the $1.9 million in lost CPB funding from donors and business sponsors, though it admitted that the loss of federal funding would very likely result in immediate and significant impacts on our ability to provide essential services, including production of local news and music programming, our ability to purchase national programming, and maintain broadcast infrastructure. 2 images on this page show first a map of Kentucky with stations and coverage areas indicated. The caption reads, "Coverage Map for Kentucky Educational Television, KET. Kentucky's only statewide TV network is also available in every school district in the state. Federal funding from CPB grants costs less than $1 per Kentuckian per year, according to KET. The other image on this page shows a map of Wyoming with stations and coverage areas indicated. Practically the entire state is covered by at least one station. The caption reads, "Over-the-air coverage map for Wyoming Public Media. All WPM content can also be streamed on digital devices." Back to the text. Wyoming Public Media, Wyoming Public Radio and Television. Wyoming Public Media is a public broadcasting state network licensed to the trustees of the University of Wyoming and offers listeners a variety of ways to listen to Wyoming Public Radio, Classical Wyoming, Wyoming Sounds and Jazz Wyoming throughout this vastly rural state. The transmission contour map above right shows that a great majority of the state is covered by Wyoming Public Media. And, like other publicly funded programming, you can stream their programming wherever you live. FCC deletes obsolete regulations. In a press release dated July 24th, the FCC voted to remove 11 outdated and useless rule provisions covering 39 regulatory burdens from its books. Among the regulations deleted were some associated with telegraph, rabbit ear broadcast receivers, and telephone booths. Specifically included were regulations on phone booth closures, captioning on analog TV receivers, auction obligations that sunset 20 years ago, and references to long-repealed telegraph rules. FM Pirate Radio Roundup. In August, the FCC sent out notices of illegal pirate radio broadcasting, NIPRB, to a wide-ranging group of operators in Newark, New Jersey, 90.5 MHz, Springfield, Illinois, 105.9 MHz, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 106.3 MHz, Providence, Rhode Island, 97.1 MHz, Worcester, Massachusetts, 103.9 MHz, and FM Pirate operating out of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, on 90.1 MHz in 2024, had been issued a notice of apparent liability for forfeiture in the amount of $40,000. An order was issued August 7th, stating that in response to the NAL, the operator sought cancellation or reduction of the forfeiture based on his inability to pay. After reviewing the operator's financial information, the FCC reduced the fine to $6,000. A report on WPLG-TV, Miami, Florida, August 13th, told of the on-air arrest of an alleged longtime Miami-area FM pirate radio operator whose problems with the FCC go back to 2008. Trailing a string of unpaid fines levied and increased by the FCC to $325,000, the Miami-Dade County Sheriff's Office made the arrest at the operator's unlicensed home radio station, which was transmitting on 91.7 MHz. In addition to the FCC rule against such broadcasting, Florida has its own state law that makes it illegal to engage in unlicensed broadcasting within the state, which is how the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office came to make the arrest. National Hurricane Center Updates 2025 Predictions. At the beginning of the hurricane season, the National Weather Service, NWS, updated the number of expected named storms to 13 to 18, with winds of 39 miles per hour or greater, of which 5 to 9 could become hurricanes, winds of 74 miles per hour or greater, including 2 to 5 major hurricanes, winds of 111 miles per hour or greater. The adjusted ranges are for the entire season from June 1st through November 30th and include the four named tropical storms that have already formed. In the Atlantic Basin, a typical hurricane season will yield 14 named storms, of which 7 become hurricanes and 3 become major hurricanes. The NWS noted that Atlantic Basin tropical storm activity is expected to be elevated due to a combination of factors, including warmer-than-average sea surface temperatures in the tropical Atlantic Ocean and Caribbean seas, and an active West African monsoon. And now the Shortwave Listener by Fred Waterer, programming underscore matters at yahoo.ca. September Shortwave Programming. An image on this page shows a smiling woman with headphones on. She's seated behind a mic. The caption reads, Amy Margaret Egan, R-E-E, English. Back to the text. Fall? Already? How can this be? Of course, as I type this, it is ridiculously hot outside. But as you read this, presumably things in the Northern Hemisphere will be cooling down a tad. Shorter days and longer nights are not quite perceptible yet, but they are coming. Soon we will change clocks and adjust to new shortwave schedules. This month we look at shortwave broadcasts from Spain, Texas, Florida, and Germany, and audio on the interweb thingy all the kids are talking about. Radio Exterior de España, REE, was one of the first shortwave stations I ever heard back when I started in 1978. Spain had just emerged from the Franco dictatorship a few years before. For many years, the voice of Danelle Baker, the English-speaking host, was familiar to all of us. In the 2000s, REE struggled with a lack of funding and government support, and its future often seemed bleak. In fact, the English service disappeared for a while. In 2025, REE soldiers on and is quite an enjoyable station. One can hear the English service Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2200 UTC. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 0200 UTC. Still Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in North America. Tune to 15,390, 15,520, and 17,715 kilohertz. The daily English programs are also archived at the REE website. The programs are hosted by Marilyn Quintana and Amy Margaret Egan. They have co-hosted since 2023. News and sports, and are followed by a variety of different programs, spots, and segments on subjects ranging from art and culture to history, politics, and the latest trends. The English language broadcast of Radio Exterior de España has been on the air since 1944. Our broadcasts seek to inform listeners around the world about goings-on in Spain, as well as offer a Spanish perspective on world events. A recent program dealt with efforts to provide cooling centers for people dealing with Spain's recent heat wave, with temperatures up to 45°C, 113°F. The broadcasts from Spain provide a useful window onto European affairs. Texas Radio Shortwave, September to November 2025 schedule. Music of Leanne Womack, September 5th, 1900 UTC, 6160 kHz, station, shortwave radio, target Europe, September 7th, 1200 UTC, 9670 kHz, station, channel 292, target Europe, September 7th, 2300 UTC, 9,670 kHz, channel 292, target North America. September 10th, 2000 UTC, 3,975 and 6,160 kHz, station shortwave radio, target Europe. Music of B.J. Thomas, October 3rd, 1900 UTC, 6,160 kHz, station shortwave radio, target Europe. October 5th, UTC, 1200 UTC, 9,670 kHz, channel 292, target Europe. October 5th, UTC, 2300 UTC, 9,670 kHz, channel 292, target North America. October 8th, UTC, 2000 UTC, 3,975 and 6,160 kHz, station, shortwave radio, target Europe. An image on the next page shows the logo of WBCQ. The background image is a stylized microphone with lightning bolts coming out of it. Logo text reads, Free Speech Radio, WBCQ, since 1998, Monticello, Maine, USA. The caption reads, WBCQ has a lively web stream 24 hours a day. Back to the text. As usual, there is much going on at WRMI. Thanks to Jeff White for the following. WRMI Mystery Theater is broadcast each week at 1300 UTC Saturday on 15,770 kHz and repeated that evening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday on 9,395 kHz and at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday on 5,950 kHz. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.